This is a Federal News Network podcast.
The Army's soldiers all share a common requirement, the need for water while out in the field. It's a pursuit as old as the Army itself. Now the Army Research Office is working on a new and faster way to use the sun to purify water so soldiers can use it when far from potable water supplies. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni got a sip of what they're working on. He spoke with the ARO's Program Manager for Materials and Design, Evan Runnerstrom.
You've probably heard of something called a solar still, and that's not really a new concept. And I think even Aristotle thought of this concept way back when. And really the idea is that we're just going to try to concentrate sunlight enough to evaporate water and condense it somewhere else, just like distillation. And so contaminants like bacteria, salt, heavy metals, and things like that can be left behind while we gather the condensed water vapor, which is purified.
So what makes this technology different?
And so the key advance here, I think, is that, you know, it's not so much in the concept of solar distillation, but rather what's been done here is that they've developed a new material to make this distillation process much more efficient. So it takes a lot of energy normally to heat up a big vat of water in order to evaporate it. So you could think about, say, how long it takes you to boil water on the stove if you're going to make pasta or something like that. Even if we have something like the sun, which is essentially a free energy source, generating pure water through the existing approaches that we have is slow and inefficient because it's really difficult to just heat up this big vat of water that we want to purify using the sun. That water acts like a heat sink that draws energy away from the evaporation process. And so what we have here is this new sort of aluminum panel that can circumvent this problem. And it does that by drawing a thin sheet of water out of the vat. And then it directly heats that thin sheet of water using the sun. And so here now, rather than just trying to use solar energy to heat up the whole vat of water, all of that solar energy is going straight into just this much smaller or thin sheet of water. And then so that water evaporates quickly, and it evaporates before it loses any heat to that big water reservoir downstream.
To make sure that I'm understanding you correctly, it seems like there's a vat of water, and then it just takes a small bit of that water and heats it up, then brings in the next piece of water, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if I can, you know, just go back to my sort of kitchen stove analogy, it would be like if, you know, instead of trying to heat up your entire pot of water and evaporate that using your stove all at once, it would be like if you took that pot of water off the stove and rather put, say, like one side of a paper towel in that pot of water and put the other side of the paper towel on a hot plate. And so there the paper towel will draw the water out of the pot of water and onto the hot plate. And, you know, there it'll evaporate much more quickly than it would if we were just trying to heat up the whole pot of water on the stove.
And it's aluminum. Is it a special sort of aluminum that's being used, or is it just the regular thing that's in your soda can?
So it's aluminum that has been treated with ultra-fast laser pulses. You know, what the research team did here was that they used these ultra-fast laser pulses to create hundreds or thousands of microscopic trenches on the surface of the aluminum. And so that's what makes it not only able to act like the super wicking behavior, so it can just draw water up out of the reservoir without, you know, against the force of gravity, so it's super wicking. And it's also very highly absorbing of solar energy. So we're kind of combining these two ideal characteristics in one material to make it ideal for these for a solar distillation process.
What can the sun purify? I'm aware that it has some antimicrobial properties, but how deep down can sun's rays really purify?
We're not using any of the more wishy-washy purifying properties of the sun here, but rather we're just using the sun as essentially a free energy source. And so the way that this would work is that it could purify water in the same way that any other distillation process purifies water. So as the water evaporates, contaminants or solids like salts, heavy metals, or microorganisms will be left behind. And so all that you really need to do after that is just collect that evaporated water vapor in a clean vessel, and then you have clean drinking water. I think that if we did some careful design and engineering, it could even be possible to remove things like chemical contaminants. So that could, you know, perhaps be extended to purifying water against things like petrochemicals or pharmaceuticals. But I will say that the research team hasn't studied that kind of purification yet.
And how fast is this purification?
Professor Guo and his research team were able to evaporate water using this technique at a rate of up to about 1.25 liters per hour, assuming you had like a square meter sized panel. But I think the real advantage here is that this is a relatively straightforward and simple system that doesn't need an external power source or wires or fuel or anything like that. We're just using the sun to generate pure water, where so long as we can have sunlight and some sort of water source available.
Is this something that could be easy for people to move around and take with them?
One of the exciting things about this advance in particular is that the research team used simple aluminum sheets to demonstrate this efficient solar water purification. And that's really interesting because aluminum is, it's not only fairly plentiful and cheap, but it's also light. So I think that automatically lends this material to being. And so I think there are probably a lot of possibilities for making these materials into solar distillation systems that are very portable, and there could also be some potential for integrating them with existing mobile platforms or retrofitting other types of existing technology.
This sounds like something that might be able to get into the hands of soldiers fairly quickly. Do you have any idea when it might be out into the world?
I think there definitely is some interest from Army labs. I know that the CCDC Soldier Center in Natick is interested in this technology, but I will say that we're at the very beginning of this kind of tech transition process here, and there's not really a good way to estimate exactly how long it would take to develop this sort of thing into a product that could be used in the field. I will say that, I think you could say under the right circumstances, there is some potential to integrate this material, as I said, into perhaps existing solar distillation technologies or other existing technologies for water distillation. And I would say that if the stars align perfectly, then, you know, maybe we could see something happen in the next 5 years. But I will say that that's just a rough guesstimate on my part.
Evan Runnerstrom, the Army Research Office's Program Manager for Materials and Design, speaking with Federal News Network's Scott Massioni. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.